So the question is, who wants to learn how to become a 6 or 7 figure advisor in network marketing in the next 10 days? Who wants to learn how to do that? That's really what the question is. So number one is you have to decide. You have to make a decision that you're going to do this. Okay. You're going to become a 6 or 7 figure earner. So you have to make a decision. And I would say that probably for most people here, you never have decided, because if you had decided, you'd be doing it. It's that big decision. And we all are hung up about making a decision. Why? Because if you decide and then you don't do it, you feel bad about yourself, right? So, but you have to make a decision. I am going to become this person, number one. And why? What you can tell yourself inside is, I am a 6-figure advisor just waiting to pop out. Waiting to pop out. Okay, I'm a 6-figure advisor waiting to pop out. That's number one. Number two is, you got to figure it out. How many people here feel like, yeah, I could figure it out if I really wanted to, if I really put my mind to it, I really can totally figure this out. Let me see who in the chat can say, yeah, I can figure that out. Got to figure it out. And that's the question. Who here is willing to help themselves figure it out? I'm going to show you some shortcuts that will blow your mind, I think. They certainly blew mine, let me say that. To figure it out and make the thing work. Okay, that's really what you want to do, and want to do it right now, today, to this very day. Okay?
Well, I'll say yes.
So here in three steps, step number one, you got to ask yourself, what is it that we have to do to make money? What do we have to do to make money? Okay? And according to Richard Branson, he says, a business exists to solve problems that people will pay for. That's what it is. A business exists to solve problems that people will pay for. So my question is, do you agree with that 1,000%, yes or no? And before we go on, I want to be sure that you do agree with that 100,000%, yes or no? So yes, do you agree 100%? Let's get the show on the road. Yes. Oh, you got it, or you
Alan,
don't got
Alan,
it?
100,000%. That's a good one, Alan.
Okay. Yes. Notice what you've just agreed to. I have really just kind of tricked you. A business exists to solve problems that people will pay for. That means that you have to know what problem you solve for people that they will pay you for. So if you're saying to yourself, well, crap, nobody's signing up, nobody's paying me any money, could it be that it's not clear to them what the problem is that you are solving for them that they are willing to pay for? Now, is this like news to some of you guys? You say, well, nobody wants my thing. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants my business. Nobody wants to sign up. Nobody cares. Could it be that they don't know what problem you are solving for them that they would actually want to pay for? Is that a possibility? Yes or no? So you put in the chat, what problem do I solve? You have to solve a problem, except for your mom, if they're going to give you money, right? So what problem? So you just put that in your back of your mind. Now, who here knows 100%, 1,000% that you know that you can help people with what you have? I want to know who that is right now. Put in 1,000% if that's you, that you know that you can help people with what you offer. If you know that, then the business is really not just about you and me getting people, is it? What do we think? Well, I got to get somebody. I got to get somebody today. I got to get somebody. Nobody wants to be gotten, if you will. They're not out there waiting for you to catch them like some kind of fish, right? With a big trick. And then you get the worm and then you get, you know, you're dead. That's not very good. So it's not really about getting people. It's, we have to think, what is in it for them? Why would they give me money? It's not, believe me, giving you money is because of some benefit that they're going to get, or some business benefit like income that they're going to get. It is not because we happen to need money, or we need one more slot filled, or we need to rank up. That is not why people give us money. Are we good with this? We go to test? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right? They've got a lot.
All right. So number one, you need to be clear. What is the problem that you solve for people? For them, that they will gladly pay for. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I told you I'd give you this in three steps. We have to communicate so that the right ones hear the call. That's number two. Okay. My sheep hear my voice. Who's heard that before? We'll get some Bible verses in here, some Buddha stuff in here. We love the philosophers. But my sheep hear my voice. What do you think that meant? Do you think Jesus thought everybody was going to say yes to him? Did everybody say yes to him? So only some are going to hear your voice. That's just the way it is. And they're there. You just have to call them in such a way that they hear your voice, right? That's really what we're doing here. Is that anyone who can fog a mirror? What do you think? If you want to build a business, you're looking for anyone who can fog a mirror? I, for one, we had a big lesson around this. When I first got started many years ago, 29 years ago, I ran newspaper ads. My first company ever, the water filter company. It was NSA then. Today it's called Juice Plus. And I recruited agents for my business at the time in commercial real estate. So I already knew how to run ads, right? This is like 30 years ago now. And so when I started marketing these water filters, because I saw them and I really liked them a lot, I thought, this is great. I'm a super clean water person and I like these little filters. So I said, you know, I think I want to market those right along with my real estate business. That's how it started. And they suggested, okay, since you run ads, here's an ad that our top producer is running, and here it is. The guy's still around. I just connected with him just the other day. Remember Jeff? He is like all over the place, right? So the number one producer had been running this ad. And I said, okay, so give me the ad. I'll run the ad. Because what's it to me, right? Why should I do all this work? So I ran the ad. And I recruited in 6 weeks about 36 people who bought a $5,000 water filter package. That's what we started with. Some people started with more. Some people started with less. But about 36 people, and we were paid about $1,200 for each one of those because they were all frontline. So you know, do the multiplication, $1,200 times 30 people, 32 people was like $32,000 that we earned in the first 6 weeks or so, which we thought was a win. You have to remember, I was in the real estate business. So when we did deals, we would do 30 and 40 year deals with companies like Taco Bell and fast food chains, and you know, it's all commercial leasing for the food industry and for companies in the office buildings like Metropolitan Life. Those are people that we represented. So we had long leases and made big commissions. You don't make them every day, but you make 50 to 100 grand a pop usually. So, but still 30,000 was pretty cool. And 6 weeks after that, though, almost everybody disappeared. They said, okay, do a training, show us how to make 30,000 in 6 weeks like you did. So great, I'll do it. So I get all ready, do all the training, all the slides, all the stuff, you know, and six people show up, six or seven. And I thought, well, crap, you know, where's the rest of you? And so I call my sponsor, and I did the training, of course, you know, you're a teacher, you do the training. And then I call my sponsor and said, hey, you know, what is going on? These people all just disappeared. So, and she says, oh, Kim, most people quit in this business. Like they do. What kind of business is that? I never heard of a business like that. I mean, you know, I wanted to quit too. That's what I told her. Why would you want to be in a business where you already know everybody quits? That is like so dumb. So I don't want to be that person. So I'm going to, you know, and I told her, you know, just so you know, Cheryl, I have got a real estate people, about 15 of them. I recruited them all with newspaper ads and nobody's left for like the first 2 years that I've done this. And they're all volunteers. Nobody makes anything unless they bring in deals. You know, it's just the same thing that we have in our industry. And they're also on straight commission. So that's why I think this kind of is a dumb business. That's probably, you know, I'll just use the product. I love it and that's it. And she says, well, before you quit, you know, would you try a little experiment? Well, you know, I guess, I suppose, what what should I do? And she says, would you run ads like you did for your real estate business and see if you get anything different? And I thought, well, okay. So what has to happen? I had to figure out how to do that. Remember we talked about figure out. You type in the chat, figure out, figure out, figure out. Let me see. You got to figure out. And for those of you that are new, you know, I usually do slides. We couldn't get them to come up today on the Zoom. So it's just me, moi, and Vicky. So I had to figure it out. Type in the group, in the chat, figure out, because you will have to do some figuring out. See, that's the difference between a job and a business. in the job, for the most part, you don't figure anything out. You don't have any pencils, there's a pencil cabinet. Go over there and get it. You don't have any pads, here, go to the cabinet and get pads. You don't know what to do, ask the boss, ask the neighbor. But in business, you have to figure stuff out. And your brain starts to work, you know, all the machinery, your head gets hot, you get hot. It's like, I was trying to figure out, what is wrong with this Zoom application? You know, I've never had trouble all these years. I've had it for, I don't know, since the day they started. I was one of the first 100 users. It's like, what happened to it? So we have to figure it out. So we try. We go, you know, I get hot, my head gets hot. Vicky gets hot, thinking, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And you're going, oh, what's going on? That is the state of figuring stuff out. And what do we decide? We're going to do it without the pictures. I'll be here, Vic will be there, okay? Figuring out stuff is the key ingredient for a successful business owner. Figure it out. Who here will figure it out? Let me see. That means if somebody doesn't sign up, there is no crying in business. No. You figure it out. Why did she say no? Well, it probably wasn't for her. Well, damn, I thought for sure they're all going to say yes. What's your first thing? Will you figure out that everybody doesn't say yes? Oh, and it's not your fault. Oh, why? Well, look at all the different size shoes. Some people wear size 10. Some people wear size 8. Some people want Gucci shoes. Some people want, I don't know, whatever shoes there are. Different strokes for different folks. And you go, oh. So you figure this out. You figured out it's not me. No, it's them. We didn't have a good match. So I got to do, what do you figure out? How am I going to talk? What words am I going to say so that the next time the right person's going to hear my voice, because my sheep will hear my voice. What is the job then of the shepherd? To come out with your message so that your sheep hear your voice. That is your job. You have to figure that out. Who's with me? You will figure it out. No crying in baseball or business. And if you do, say, okay, I'm going to whine and cry for 5 minutes or 10, maximum 10. And then I'm going to get up and figure it out. Okay. So when it matters, you'll figure things out, right? So it took about 45 days. I tested ads every other day and every weekend to see if I could get my sheep to hear my voice, and not people who come in one day and then 2 weeks later, their history, you know. So then I got it working after about 45 days. I figured it out and everything changed. Literally the next day. The next day. Why? We changed the words in the end. We changed the words. There's a very famous cartoon of a blind man who's sitting on the street. Just picture a blind guy, you know, in his mid-50s, sitting on the street, and you're walking by. Everybody has seen a blind person on the street. And there's a sign next to him, and it says, I am blind, please help. You got it? A lot of people walk by, and, you know, I'm blind, please help. What else is new? He's blind, poor thing. You know, we just keep running on walking. So along comes this girl, and she looks at his sign, and she sees that the money in front of him, you know, in his little bowl is, like, empty. There's nothing there. And she knows the copy sucks. The words suck. You got this? They suck. And if the words suck, even if you're blind, nobody's going to help you. You have got to get over this idea that you're a mess and somebody's going to help you. No, you have to say words that make them go, get out that credit card right away and put some money in there. Okay. So she changes the sign. And within an hour, he has like $100. Everybody's showering money on his blanket and in his little bowl and whatnot. Do you have any idea what the girl wrote on that sign? To make them, the people who walk by, give him incredible amounts of money. Nobody, I mean, they couldn't even stop. Not stop. They could not stop. Okay. Anybody have any idea? Ms. Ramos, do you know? Jing Wang, do you know? Figure it out. Yeah. You're my girls. All right. It's a beautiful day, but I can't see it. Yeah, that's one of them. And the one that I think I saw first is, it is spring. It is spring and I cannot see it. And people just like, what? It is spring. You know, what is the most beautiful season season change is one of my favorites, is spring. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. So it's a beautiful day in spring, and I cannot see it. And people stop because they touch their emotion. You have to do the same. It's a hurt. They could immediately sense, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful day. I am out here enjoying this beautiful spring day, and this poor guy can't see it. It's an instant emotional attachment, and you feel it as if you couldn't see it. That's why everyone gives. See? All right. So we changed the word in the ad. We did the same thing. You see how that worked? People feel sorry for him. Yeah? And so they gave him money. But they didn't give him money before. He sat there for days and days and days and said, please help me, I'm blind. You see, asking for help without a reason doesn't work. That's what most people do in network marketing. Oh, help me, do me a favor, buy my product. What, are you crazy? Two people will do that and that's it. What's in it for them? You see, and for you, it's the gratitude that you express for yourself that you can see the spring day is what makes you give him money. You see that? Change the word in the ad. So you want to see the two ads. So let me, since you can't see the ads, I'm going to tell you what they are. The water filter rep ads that I got from my sponsor. Here's what it said, like four lines. 10,000 a month. Need help. No experience necessary. We'll train Health Field. That's it. Call 800, blah, 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 blah. Got it? 10,000 a month. Need help. No experience necessary. We'll train Health Field. Got it? Say yes. The ad for the real estate reps said this. Top commercial leasing agent wanted. Singular. Must know every block in the San Francisco Financial District. Feels comfortable showing to national clients. Call this number. That's what we do. You see the difference between it? What was the difference? For those of you that are in the chat, pop me a couple of comments. What was the problem? The problem jumped out. Can you see what it was? What was it? Experience versus not experience, right? And here's the ad that we wrote for our real estate people, not one of whom had ever left. Top commercial leasing agent wanted. Notice in that first line, who are we asking for? For people whose identity is, I am a top commercial leasing agent. Do you suppose that helped our business grow fast? Yes or no? Versus anyone, come one, come all. What do you think? Yes or no? Identity. Mm-hmm. That is what you want. Hmm? And then I said, you need some know-how up here. I want you to know every block in the financial district. Why? Because I know every block. To this day, I probably know most of them. It's been years since I've done that. But anytime, if you're going to be in real estate in any area, if you're going to be a beachfront agent, you better know every hook and cranny of the mile or two of beach that you run, and you can become a zillionaire. I have a friend who's a multimillionaire real estate agent, and she's done nothing but beachfront property in Southern Florida. Like what? Yeah. But she knows every beach, every problem, every issue. And so when people want to come there, they have their money ready and they don't worry that she doesn't know her stuff. You see, when she's looking for an agent to help her, you think she's going to say anyone who wants to do beach? No. Must know the beach. Must know all this stuff. Must know this. Must know that. Must know where the hurricanes are. Why? Because people want to know that. Must know how to get hurricane insurance, wind insurance. Why? Because people who buy that, they want to know that. You want high quality, committed people who already felt that way before they met you. That's the key. Okay. You see that commercial? We're looking for somebody who has an identity that they know what they're doing. We got it? So that's the difference between the two ads. We never lost a real estate agent. So then we changed our ad for the network marketing people, for the water people. And it was no longer anyone who can fog a mirror. Do you see why asking for people who can fog a mirror is such a pain in the butt? We wanted people who could help us grow fast. That's what we wanted because they have the skills and experience. And if you want, some of the lines that we used in the ad for the business, for the water filter business, we asked, and to this day, when we run ads, and when we, if you are in one of our classes, we'll show you this. But, you know, we look for people who owned their own business before, who love teaching, and who love public speaking. Those are the kind of people that we're looking for today, including people who want to do public speaking. And our sponsors told us, Kim, nobody's going to respond to that. Why? Well, because, you know, a lot of people have never owned their own business before. A lot of people, they like to teach, but they also don't want to do public speaking. And because everybody's afraid, right, to publicly speak and blah, blah, blah. And I told her, well, I don't care if I only get one person, if they know how to speak publicly already, then I will have an asset that I can use in my business to have that person speak to groups of people. And that time there was no Zoom. Nobody had computers that we use like today, but we had events all over the entire state and pretty soon all over the United States, everywhere we had them live. And these people who already knew how to speak in public just had to learn the stuff that we were doing and they could do it. What do you think made us grow so fast versus somebody who says, well, I don't know how to public speak. I probably have the runs. And you go, great, let's learn together. You can do that. But your business will grow at a snail's pace. Why? Because nobody knows what to do. You get that? So you want to ask for people who can help you grow fast if you want to grow fast. Who here wants to grow fast? Type in fast. Let me see in the chat who wants to go fast. Right? Why do you want to go fast? Well, you have to ask for people who have the skills that you want. Hopefully that you have as well. So they have the experience and skills that you want. That's why you have to ask for those people when you post and when you do emails. And the more exclusive you make it, the more people want to get in the door. Like today, we're going to make you an offer. And for the special that we have, there's only room for one. Why? Because that's all we need to work with right now. You guys are a lot of work. Sorry, but some of you are. So we can't handle that many of you, you know? But we have smaller programs that don't take as much of our effort. But the whole key is, if you want to go fast, you have to learn how to communicate in such a way that your sheep hear your voice, and not any old sheep, but grown-up sheep who know what to do. Okay? Not babies. You can get the babies later, but get your money first so you can afford the dinner, so you can afford to buy ads, you can afford to do whatever you want. So that's what happened. We changed who we asked for. We asked for people who could grow fast. That's what I want to show you how to do. And they did make us grow fast. We built that company to the top so fast after we did that, that they called and said, hey, Kim, you want to come and speak at the National in, I think it was New Orleans that first year. And I said, yeah, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, well, you're the only one who's, you know, sold so much stuff so fast and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, sure, I'll come. But to me, I thought, I wonder why they asked me to come, because, I mean, really, at that time, I was so naive. I thought, well, the business is network marketing. We have these products, these wonderful water filters. We're supposed to sell them. Well, what are these other people doing? How come nobody's selling this stuff? I really could not understand it at all, why they would want me to come, because I was, to me, it's like being an agent, a realtor. You know, if you don't make deals, you're going to go broke. So you make deals, you figure it out. You figure it out. Unless you want to be somebody's hoo-ha and they're going to boss you around. I don't want that gig. No, never, 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 never. I will always figure something out. Remember, write it down. Figure it out. Figure it out. Don't be a wuss, because if you are, you'll be treated like one. And I can't even imagine having to wait on government services to help you get a house or to help you get money or to help you eat right. None of these things will happen. And then they wrote me this letter, which I can't show you, but in 1995, that was the first company that we built five more with the same principle. But it says, congratulations on becoming the first NSA distributor in 25 years in its history to go directly to the Executive Presidential Advisory Council. In your first year as a national marketing director, the top position available, it achieves, you know, shows you can have blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I saved that letter all these years because I was so taken aback by the fact that so few people were actually marketing their stuff. A business exists to solve a problem that somebody will pay for. And either your products help somebody, like we have one, something where we're talking about helping people who want to get off daily pain meds, or people who want to figure out a way to get their little stem cells all activated without the $10,000 injection and in ways where nothing goes into your body. Well, is that for everybody? Well, probably not. But is it for some people? What are you, nuts? My sheep hear my voice. You're calling like the right size shoe. Remember? That's really what you want to do. So you get who you ask for. Does that make sense? Okay, so who here would tell me, would you learn how to ask for people who can help you grow faster and who want the benefits that your product offers if we show you how to do it, yes or no? Who would learn how to do it? Because, you know, it doesn't come like downloaded into your brain. I wish it did. Grow faster if we showed you how, because you got to learn and practice and get good at it. It's like, you know, doing the thing at the gym. You're not going to have the big thingies first day. You probably ache and pain for a week, maybe a month. And then finally, you hurt when you don't go. That's the place you want to be. You hurt when you don't go. Okay, number three, and this is your magic that I'm going to give you right now. Now for this one, I want you to get out a piece of paper like this here. So you have something to write on. You're not going to write a lot of words, but you want to be able to write a couple of lines here like this, see? And like that, maybe three lines. Are you ready? Now, some of you are going to think this is kind of woo-woo. And let me just say, I am not much of a woo-woo person. However, if woo-woo helps in some way and makes things happen that I didn't expect and didn't plan for and didn't work for, and suddenly it falls on my lap, then I am all pro woo-woo. Right? How many would say, yeah, give me some woo, woo-woo, if it really is going to help, and I don't have to do anything except say, buy into the woo-woo?
That's funny.
Right? Well, but isn't that true? I mean, come on, who wants to be like that woo? People go, what are you, nuts? You know?
Give me some of that.
Alan probably going, yeah, give me some woo. So here's the woo. What's good about this woo I'm going to give you now is that it's got 1 foot in the real world and 1 foot in the woo world. Okay. And here's what it is. Number three, this third thing. Remember the three things we talked about? What's the first one? Remember? Do you know what you're doing? What your business is doing? What is it doing? Business exists to solve what? A problem that people will pay for. So for you, what's the problem you solve that people will pay for? My sheep hear my voice. Number two, you need to learn how to communicate that out there to the marketplace. Who it is that you help with what? Why? Otherwise, your sheep won't hear your voice. And I gave you the lesson of what we had to learn from anyone who can fog a mirror to one person, key person, owned their own business before, did this, did that, did this, did that, all the list of qualifications. And the smaller you make the hole people can go through, think of Harvard versus Podunk University. Well, Harvard now is, they're in having all kinds of problems, but there was a time that was a good school. And people, all the number of applications, you know, were 2,500 for each person that was able to get in. Whereas in other schools, you know, you get one application and there's really no crowd at the door. So the more exclusive it seems, people, we just gravitate towards that. We want to be the last one to get in, or the only one to get in. Okay. All right. So here, number three, your half woo and the half real world is set your GPS. Remember that, Vic? Who knows what a GPS is? When you go out and you drive your car, right? Everybody has a phone, or you may have a GPS in your car. Who uses GPS here? You want to get off the pot and earn $5,000 a month. Okay, you use GPS, right? And You're sure you got a product that helps people because it's helped you. Am I right about that? Just checking before I show you how to use this woo thing. Right? Or you're out of debt now, you paid off all your credit cards because you made some money with your business, right? So we're going to set your GPS. When you drive across the country, or you get in your car and you set your GPS, should I say, is it true to say for you that you don't really know for sure how it's going to get you there? Is that true or not true? I mean, if you knew how to do it, why would you set your GPS? Have we got it, Vic? GPS, GPS.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Me. We got some GPS users.
Yeah, okay. So you have a GPS. So you say you're in San Diego and you're going to set your GPS for, I don't know, Albuquerque, New Mexico, right? Or maybe from San Diego, you want to go to LA. And you set your GPS for, I don't know, whatever, the most highways or whatever, the back streets or something like that. And you don't really know how it's going to get there, but you set it and then you do what it says. Am I right? A lot of people will say, well, you know, I don't think I could think about 5,000 a month or 10,000 a month because I don't know how to do it. And that's like saying, well, I don't know if I trust my GPS to set it from, say, San Diego to LA because I don't know what route it's going to take. So therefore, I don't believe I should trust what it tells me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Are you getting this? You set your destination first because you don't know exactly how to get there, but you set it. And that's the GPS in your car. And what you want to do with this is set the GPS in your mind. And it works wonders of, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you since I've started doing this consciously, how many things it has changed. And they're all things that it's like, oh, this was like, I stubbed my toe and then this huge gold mine appears underneath my foot, let's say. Or you have a fender bender and somebody comes out and they're your number one distributor for the next 5 years. Though I'm talking about those kinds of things. Are you with me? Tell me yes. So here is the format for your GPS. If you decided earlier on, we talked about you have to decide that you're going to build a business. How many people say decided? Put decided in there so I can see who you are. I decided I'm going to build a business. Decided. D-E-C-I-D-E-D. Okay. And that means tomorrow night you can't go, oh, I don't want to do this because, you know, I have to watch Netflix. That means you didn't decide. Decide means you cut off all the options. You decide, I am doing this and I'm going to figure it out. And if I have any brains, I'll find people who've done it before, whether it's me or somebody else. It doesn't have to be me. I don't care. Find somebody who's done it, who does it the way that you want to do it. Don't listen to people that have never done it, which is what most of you and we all do that, right? We got this? Decided. You decided? Okay. So now do you have to decide how much money you want to make? So you're going to say this, I own a, and then have the blank. So your form would be, you write right across the top. I own a, and then we're going to have a blank per year business. So let's say that some of you said you wanted to have, you wanted to make $2,000 a month. Is that right? What were some of those numbers that you had?
2000 to 10 came anywhere in there, but that's a good
one. Okay, so let's pick 2000 and 10,000. Okay, so for those of you that are at $2,000 a month, here's your structure, your GPS in your mind. And I, like I said, it's woo. So if you're anti-woo, you won't want to do this. I'm here to tell you, whether you believe it or not, it's going to work. I am not a woo person. Do I look like some kind of woo? Vicky's the woo. I have, right? But between us, we have woo. Yeah, right. And we have woo and we have real world. And so you want to have a balance like that. That's why we're partners. See, it's a very good balance. So on the woo, I'm telling you, I own a $24,000 a year business. That would be $2,000 a month. So put that in there, whoever has that. And you put that on your board. I have one right here. I own a $10 million business. It's the first thing I see every day of my life. Of late, because I've just implemented this. And oh my goodness, such changes, right? I own a $10 million a year business. That's what I have. And I know it's in there. And it's just coming out. I'm encouraging it to come out by these new things that I'm doing. Okay. So let's say that you have 2000 a month, then you put 24,000. The number you choose should be dependent on your level of conviction. Because you can change these numbers every year. So pick your number based on what you believe that you can achieve. And if it's 2,000 a month, start there. Don't be a dope and go to $120,000 a year business. If your mind is going, oh, you idiot, you're never going to do it. Okay. So for the somebody who wants $5,000 a month, you would say, I own, this is your GPS. This is where you're going, right? San Diego to LA. Your money is zero to 60,000 a year, in a year. So I own a $60,000 a year per year business. Y'all see what we're doing? Can you write that down on your, say yes, let me see that. I own $120,000 a year business. We all have that. I don't have to show it to you, right? We just carry on. That is a six-figure business. Now, the reason I'm not having you fill in your GPS with I own a seven-figure business is because it's too vague. You want a specific number. I own a $24,000 per year business. Who's got it? Say me, say me, say me, say me. That is your mental GPS. And I'm telling you, if you see that every day, get a board, write it on your wall or on a piece of paper on your wall, write it on your bathroom mirror, put it on your fridge. And if you have people around you, I have a story for you at the end who are kind of like, that's never going to work. You know, you have those kind of people, move out. Mm-hmm. And if you can't move out, like Napoleon Hill said, just pretend they're not there. Because the influence that we have as humans from other people is very strong. And people who aren't making it are way more numerous than those of us who are. So of course they're going to whine and tell you, you're not going to make it either. Why? Because they're losers don't like winners. Have you ever noticed all the crap Elon Musk gets? What are you, nuts? Losers don't like winners because they can't figure out, how come I'm not doing it? They must be doing bad things. They must be exploiting. They must be cheating. They must be blah, 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 blah. Because they haven't figured out how to do it. So they're mad. And everything's a scam. It must be a scam because I can't do it. Well, honey, have you ever stopped talking and just quiet down and figure out, okay, what is it that I want? How can I help people? What am I really good at? And can I learn to put that out there so I can succeed in helping other people like these other people have? Why not take that? What have you got to lose? Right? Move out, damn right. Okay. I own $1 million a year business. I own a $10 million a year business. I have a friend who I've watched grow from really probably 50,000 in a year. Her goal now is $100 million business. And she's probably a tenth of the way there. But you see, once you say, I am. $100 million a year business. Now she's grown and every year her thing gets bigger, sometimes every 6 months. So you can change this, but you set your GPS. If your car is only good because you don't have much gas to go from San Diego to LA, set it there. If you have a lot of gas and you've got a hot car like a McLaren, you can set it to go around the world. So set it with the amount of gas and power that you have. If $2,000 a month, that's $24,000 a month business. You got that? Yeah, move out totally. Okay. So set it where you can believe it. Set it for the destination and put it every single place that you can. That's really what you want to do. Set your GPS. Remember, you will not know exactly how. Some of you are going to go, well, okay, I want to make $2,000 a month. How do I do that? I can't believe it till I can how do it. This is where the woo comes in. If you set your GPS in your car, do you just follow the instructions or do you need to know first? Before you will follow the instructions. Do you trust the GPS in your car, yes or no? But you know, Tom Cruise, when he started his acting business, he was a nobody. He was a complete nobody, nothing. Just a boy, 18 years old, 17 or 18, who had was gonna graduate from high school and acted in a play. He acted in a play and he really liked it and he was pretty good at it. So he said to his parents, you know, I want to do the show business thing. And the parents were kind of like, oh, I like network marketing. What? The chances of making it are so small. Most everybody, what are they doing? Waiting tables in Hollywood, hoping for some break. So he said, would you give me 10 years before you tell me to quit? Tell your husband that story. Would you give me 10 years? And I know that's a long time. So how about you give me 6 months? Let me see if I can make $100 in this and I'll give it to you. You can buy something that you want. That's right. And then learn how, figure it the H out. Okay. And we can show you how to do that. Do you trust the GPS? Do you trust the GPS, you guys, yes or no? Do you trust the GPS once you put it in your mind? Do you think that somehow the universe has helped Elon Musk? Do you think that somehow the universe helped Steve Jobs? Do you think that the universe somehow helped, I don't know, Billy Graham or anyone that's made it? They're so certain of who they are and what they're becoming that, you know, it's like Goethe said, the universe can't help but send you support your way because the energy of that is so powerful and totally invisible. It's like air. We all breathe air. Without it, you'd all be dead. In what? We'd all be dead in 60 seconds. But I'm here to tell you, can you see air? How many of you can see the air? Who here can see air? And without it, you're dead. With your mind setting and GPS, can you see anything? No. But you put that energy out there every night, every morning, every day. I am this, I am that. And of course, your conscious mind will go, what are you, nuts? You're like nothing. And you say, it's okay, honey. The minute we're ready, I'll take you on the trip first class. So you just be quiet. Give me a little time. Tell your own inner critic, give me a little time. Give me a little time because there's always two of you, you know? The inner critic and then the one that goes, oh, yeah, I'm hot. I got it. I did this and that. Okay. Because you will not know the how exactly.
Hi there. This is Kim. And the next part is coming up. If you're on the audio, you'll see it. But in case you don't see it, in case you're interested in pursuing this type of work a little bit, building your business and building some wealth with these kinds of approaches you've heard so far, go ahead and book a chat with Vic, B like boy, O-O-K, with, W-I-T-H, Vic, capital V-I-C.com, just like it sounds, bookwithvic.com. And if you'd like to see a little book that just came out called Duplication is a Myth, it's a little tiny book, just came out. You can get it for $7.87. It's a quick read about how you implement a business like this and grow some wealth with your business like this. And that is at duplicationisamyth.com/thank-you, just like it sounds. So duplicationisamyth.com/thank-you, spelled out. duplicationisam like mommy, YTH.com/thank-you, just like it sounds. Okay, talk to you soon or see you in the next audio. Bye.